I'm Blake Collins.
And unlike Blake, I'm Nick Devadas.
And welcome to The Health Quest.
The Doolander's Health Quest. Yes, this is the series when we talk to experts in health and wellness about their top advice for people over 40.
Let's do it. Jill Curtis, welcome to The Doolander's. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I am fantastic. Nick, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I detect a bit of an accent.
No doubt about that.
With our guests?
No, we have the accents. I was just going to say, I wish I had your guy's accent. Everything sounds so much better with your accent.
Well, thank you.
That's how I perceive it.
Well, we're happy to. Happy to be perceived that way. Hey, Jill, on the Doolanders, and today
yes.
we're recording an episode of our Health Quest. Can you just tell us who you are and what you do?
I certainly can. So who I am, professionally, of course, is I am a professional fitness athlete. Sorry, that's in my past, professional fitness athlete. I'm a retired professional fitness athlete, but I'm a professional master fitness trainer and strength coach, and I'm also a nutrition specialist. So those are my two fields of expertise right there. I do many other things as well, because over the years competing and having been involved in that world of competition, I've also trained other people, taught them how to pose, taught them how to be on stage. There's so many different aspects, but the two things I told you, that I'm a professional master fitness trainer, a strength coach, and a nutrition specialist, those are my fields of expertise.
And where are you based, Jill? Because we'd love to know where that accent is from.
Yes, well, this accent is a Canadian accent, and I'm in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the only French-speaking province in all of Canada.
How is your French?
Parfait, très bien. What would you like me to talk about in French?
Oh, wow. Just do the whole thing in French.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's start from the top.
Okay, on va commencer. Je vais parler en français pour vous autres. No, it's all going to be in English.
Hey, Jill, how did love to just give us the backstory on how you found yourself in the fitness industry?
Oh my gosh, it's really a way too long story. I didn't try to find myself in the fitness industry. That's the first thing you guys need to know. I was a ballerina, actually, on toe shoes.
Wow.
And so I thought that's where I was going in my life. I thought I was going to be with the famous Les Grands Ballets Canadiens, which is the biggest ballet organization here in Canada. And I decided that I didn't like my little ballerina body because I was eating nonstop. And I said, I'm not gaining any weight. I don't want to look like this anymore. And I loved sports. So short of the long story, I found a gym, which back in what year, I won't tell you it was, because then I'll really be giving away my age. Back in the 100 years ago, there was really no gyms. There were no gyms, actually. I had to go to was called a fitness or racquetball center that was quite a distance away from my house. But I had heard that there was a gym there. Short of the long story, I walked in. There was this very, very, very big, very well-built black gentleman, very athletic-looking gentleman standing behind the little wooden podium. And his name was Mr. Winston Roberts, and he's no longer with us anymore. He passed away a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But he's a very prolific person in the IFBB, which is the International Federation of Bodybuilding. Yep. And I had no concept of any of that stuff. And short of the long story, I walked in there with my leg warmers still on from my ballet class.
Right.
And I think I weighed 99 pounds at that time, about that time. And I just said to him, hi, how are you? I guess you work here. I don't know anything about any of this stuff, but I would like to know about it. And that was the beginning of everything, because he then became my trainer. And back in those days, there were no such thing as, there wasn't a career called personal training. It didn't even exist yet. And he just took me under his wing and he showed me how to do everything. As I found out afterwards, he was the first black Mr. Canada. Wow. So he was already a competitive bodybuilder. Yeah. But by day, he was a school teacher. Oh, so really? In any case, yeah, it was the craziest combination. But so he took me under his wing and he taught me every technique, every exercise perfectly from A to Z. And we spent, you know, he told me how many times I would have to come in a week, and he did everything that any personal trainer would do, and just guided me very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? He was very detailed. He was a very detailed trainer, which is yeah. very important when you're learning. And he decided after 6 months that he wanted me to compete.
Oh, right.
And I was like, What are you talking about? What do you mean compete? And he said, well, how would you like to look like this girl? And he showed me the picture of a young lady by the name of Kiki Iloma, who was the very first Miss Olympia ever.
Right.
And she just looked like a really pretty bikini girl with some feathers in her hair. And he said, this is Miss Olympia. And I was like, okay, I don't really know what that has to do with me, but okay. He's like, well, you know, you can do this. And I was like, and I said to him, well, why would I want to, though? That was my first question. And anyways, a year, 12 months after that, I guess, maybe 16 months after that, I was up on stage for my very first contest at the Miss Montreal, held here in Montreal, Quebec, which then led to the Quebec Provincial Championships, the Eastern Canadian Championships, and then I did actually qualify for Miss Canada in 1980. I'm giving away my age.
That's okay.
No. In the 80s, I qualified for Miss Canada. Yes.
So you've been at this for circa 40 years. Is that right?
Yes, we're heading in that direction.
Okay. So what was the, like, other than the way you look, other than the fact that it, you know, you wanted to change your ballet body to maybe a bigger and more buff body?
It wasn't even about buff. I just wanted to fill out. Yep. You know, I wanted to have a womanly figure. Got because it. If you look at ballerinas, they're not really very curvy people.
Yep.
They're quite the contrary for the most part, because you have to, I mean, yes, I was very fortunate because really you have to be pretty much born with a ballerina body to become a ballerina. But that I didn't like it. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel like that was me. And I was so, I was loving sports and I was playing all kinds of sports. And to me, that was more the direction that I felt was where I wanted to go. So I said, I got to be bigger so I can play all these sports.
Yeah.
So that was really what it was.
Got it. So let's park the aesthetics for a moment and like talk to us about what you've learned over the last nearly 40 years, and I'll stop bringing up nearly 40 years.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Maybe it's a good thing.
I think we should talk about that at length of time. It's an amazing thing.
Okay.
Like you know what it does? It makes you an expert.
Oh, thanks.
Well, it does. It does. So
thank you. I appreciate that.
Other than the aesthetics, what's it done for you and what does it do for others?
Changes your life.
Okay.
Changes your life in ways that you can't imagine, that in a million years I could have never imagined. Like any exercise, the truth is, any exercise, not just strength training, but any exercise is going to also change your brain along with changing your body. That's just the way it works. And back 40 years ago, I can't say we really knew that back then 40 years ago. I can't say Mr. Roberts knew that back 40 years ago. But he may have known it innately because the way you feel when you walk in the gym and then the way you feel when you walk out of the gym, for me, I found like I became a different person almost because I felt so much better when I would leave. It's almost like, you know, taking a drug, but not having to take a drug, but getting that effect. because it does affect the dopamine. It does affect the serotonin in your body, in your brain, and it does change everything. And now, of course, I have all this wonderful scientific information to back up all the things we felt and thought all those years, but nobody could put it into words. Oh, that's your turn. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, you're so right. Personally, we know that just that what it does to your head is
right.
far more important than as important as what it does to your body.
You're right when you say sometimes far more important, because the fact that I always tell my clients, the fact that you will have a fabulous physique is just a bonus. Because everything else is so much more important, because your health will improve and you won't have to take your blood pressure pills anymore. And you won't have to. I've had clients who were diabetic and were no longer diabetic by the time we were finished. They didn't have to take any insulin anymore. And there's so many wonderful things about it that it's just, I don't understand how come more people don't realize how amazing it is, even though I know there's lots of information out there today. I still almost feel that people don't really believe it, that it actually can change you that much. I've seen people's lives change dramatically just by doing exactly what we're talking about. But keep in mind, you guys, it's nothing that happens overnight. It's a long-ish process. Like there's no such thing as an overnight success in this industry, that's for sure.
Yeah.
People that you see up on stage have been training 10, 15, sometimes even 20 years when you're at the Olympia level. So it's just a matter of, listen, there's no, we're always looking for that fountain of youth. Well, I've never advocated it as giving people longevity, but I've always said, because there is no proof of that, I've always said, but it'll increase your quality of life for however long you are here. And of course, that a lot of how long we have on this earth is determined genetically and environmentally as well. But a lot of it is genetic. And when you do this, it gives you, how we all felt when we were in our 20s? How we had so much energy and, the things that our heads are filled with today, our heads aren't filled with when you're 25. It gives you clarity. It gives you it gives you energy. It makes you feel so much better because you start to feel so much stronger.
There was a lot more. It's not, I was just thinking back to my 20s, as you said. So much more space in our heads when we were in our 20s, wasn't there?
Yes. There was so much more space in our heads. Our heads weren't, I really feel bad. I hope I don't insult anybody by saying I really feel bad for the generation now, because kids that are in their 20s, their heads are filled with so much stuff. 85% of the teenage population of the world has anxiety today. When you guys went to school, did you ever hear about anxiety?
No, not a lot.
I didn't. Well, I'm a bit older than you guys, so back in my day, we never heard of it at all. Yeah. Nobody we knew had it. Nobody ever even heard of it. It didn't exist. Yeah. But the truth about this, about any exercise, like I said, any exercise is going to be beneficial. I never knock any other forms of exercise. Everything has its place. But the only thing about the strength training that makes it different is because you are building your muscles, you are also building your tendons. You're also building your ligament strength and your ligaments and your tendons. And your bone density is also increasing. And those are three really important things. And that's why you feel so much better and so much stronger. And I will say you feel younger, which is why so many of the people that compete continue to compete, because basically they don't want to stop because they love how they feel. And competing does involve training about 6 days a week. What I'm advocating to the average person in this day and age and throughout my career has that they just do at least 3 times a week in order to benefit, to get visual results. And the visual results are just the bonus, because everything that you feel inside, I can't explain it, and nobody can explain it. You have to experience it. But you guys have exercised in your lives. You guys know the difference between how you feel when you're sitting around not doing anything and then how you feel when you do something for your body and you do, you know, take care of yourself in a way that you do deserve, because, you know, we all do deserve to take the best care possible of this one body, this only body that God gives us, or whoever you believe in gives it to you.
Yep.
I'm not saying anyone thinks so.
No, no, look, you're certainly preaching to the converted in us, but for our listeners, it's a lot of hard work. Now, that first step, talk to us about motivation. How do you motivate the people that you work with to go from I'm not doing anything today to experiencing the highs that you do and your clients do?
Well, for sure, there's a tremendous amount of motivation that is necessary depending on who you're dealing with. But most people, by the time they come to me, some of them have been thinking about working out for years, months. It doesn't matter how long, but it's always a pretty long time before they take that step. Once they get to me, I'm never letting them go, and I'm never letting them not succeed, because that's how I've always functioned. But it's because I monitor everybody very closely, and because we haven't brought it up yet, I will bring it up. The nutrition aspect of the getting into shape part is a very big part of it, as much as the going into the gym and having your fabulous program that I will give and doing all the exercises that you're supposed to do and not cheating and skipping stuff because you don't like certain exercises. Because I always tell people, if there's anything you don't like, you come back, you tell me, we change the exercise to something else, because I've got 400 and something different exercises I can choose from, and there's many for each body part. So they're never doing anything that they don't like. But the truth is, this is a part of the whole pie, meaning like there are three basic pieces to the pie to get the transformation that people dream of. And I say dream of because it's not that it's a dream. It's just that there is no quick fix. There is no magic dust. There is no, doesn't matter what anybody tells you, nothing you take or do or anything, nothing is going to give you the results that you're looking for. It's dedication. It's, and you're asking me about the motivation. I'm very on top of people, meaning that I talk to them, not just when they're with me, but I have them keep in communication with me. I talk to them about, you know, I set them on the right path for the nutrition, because that's part of one of my fields of expertise. You know, all of this is a lifestyle. It's not just, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and I think I'm going to look better. It's a lifestyle. And I actually posted something about that on LinkedIn just last week, and it got thousands and thousands of people to comment on it, and they loved it because, you know, it's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. It's not a trend. It's a lifestyle. So people have to be prepared to know. And I tell them when they first sit down with me, I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's going to be a change in your lifestyle, so I need you to be prepared for that. So when I explain to them what that means, a lot of times I just get silence as the response. But once I have them there in front of me, and then I go through the nutrition and I explain to them, I give them like a mini consultation about what it will really mean. It's not about dieting. It's not about deprivation. It's not about being starving. It's not about taking excess amounts of crazy shakes. It's nothing like that. It's just about learning about the body functions in a way that it needs to have energy, right? We need to have energy, otherwise we can't live. And we need to have fats, otherwise we can't live. But there's good fats and there's bad fats. And we could talk for many, many, many episodes on all that stuff because there's so much information. I try to condense it as much as possible. Back in the day, people came to me as a blank slate before the internet. Yeah. They came to me with a blank and I just had to fill in all the information. Now people are coming to me with their heads this big, full of craziness, and I have to get rid of all the craziness before I can begin to implant all the good stuff.
Yeah.
So it is a definitely challenging part of my job in this day and age, because they come in and going, and but what about this and what about that? And don't I need to? It's kind of like how the doctors feel when the patients come in and go, you know, I saw these drugs on the commercial yesterday. well, when can I take those? It's like, what are you talking about? You don't even need those things. Yeah. So, yeah. So the nutrition aspect of it, really, in my world, as a competitive athlete, we know, and this is the truth, whether people like it or not, the nutrition aspect of the final body transformation is about 70 to 75%.
Right.
And the rest is the working out. And then a small portion of that is, do you guys know what it is?
Jane?
Sleep.
Sleep.
It's like we're in the sleep. We're terrible at this.
Mate, you put us on the spot there, Jill, and I was, you were pointing at me. I'm going, I've got no idea. I'm going to go, Jane.
No, it's okay. I wasn't pointing at anybody in particular. Yeah, I see both of you.
Yeah. Hey, just a,
don't forget.
A quick one on nutrition.
I'm sorry, Blake.
No.
Nick is right above you, eh? Yeah, Nick is right above you, so I'm looking at both of you guys, so I wasn't pointing at anybody. Don't worry.
No, that's perfectly all right.
Let's talk just about, cut that part out.
We will. Hey, okay, nutrition. Yeah. Let's talk about nutrition for a moment. So
okay.
You're saying it's 70% of the
really
directionally. Yeah. Directionally, it's 70%. We can do our 3 days a week. Maybe we can do our 6 days a week. But if you're over-indexing on, you know, be it, I don't know, too many carbs or too much fat or whatever, it's one, you're going to get some benefits, obviously, both physically.
Of course you
mentally.
Will. You always will.
But,
yes.
But to, you know, optimally get, or optimize all of that exercise. What's your, for the average punter or for the average person who is doing those three workouts a day, and we'll come back to those workouts
yes.
in a minute.
What yes.
do you say, what's your advice around nutrition?
Well, my advice is that it's actually really common sense about how to eat well so that you can feel better and you will look better. That's just the way it works. Once you start to eat better, you automatically start to feel better first, and then the looking better comes a little bit later on down the line. But I have people come to me sometimes as early as 2 weeks and say to me, I feel better already. And I'm like, well, you know what? That's kind of fast. But if you feel better already in 2 weeks, I'm so happy because that's amazing. And that means you're already on the right track and we're doing the right things. And it's really about taking some stuff out. Yes, it's true. There are some things that have to be eliminated, like things that we love, things that we like. But it doesn't mean that those things are eliminated forever.
Yeah.
Once your metabolism, which is really what this is all about, okay, all of what we're talking about, the food, even the rest, and the working out, it's all about changing your metabolism. So yes. once the metabolism is changed, and once you have gotten to, like, everybody's goals are different, right? Everybody has different reasons for wanting to look good and feel good. And I mean, we all want to feel good, but sometimes people have specific goals like, well, I have this wedding coming up in 3 months and I need to fit into this dress, or we're going on this vacation and I haven't put a bathing suit on in 2 years and I have to put on a bathing suit. I don't want to be embarrassed putting on a bathing suit, but I'm always very honest about how long it's going to take so they are prepared.
Yeah.
But for sure, the food aspect of it is really, honestly, common sense. The way I explain it, you would understand that it's a lot of common sense. Simple things that people don't even think about. And actually, Blake, you said something about carbs, which, of course, you know, people think like, oh, my God, that's the enemy, carbs. We can't eat carbs. No, that's insane. That's insane. You know why that's insane?
Why?
Because do you know what carbs really are?
Energy?
Right. Thank you. Beautiful.
I got
That's
one
the
right.
answer.
I, like you were pointing at me again. I thought I'd better get one right.
That's all it is. And we need energy to live, you guys. We need energy to function. And carbs are not chocolate cake and freaking chips. You know that vegetables and fruits are carbohydrates? Yeah.
Yep.
So it's just the starchy carbohydrates. The starchy carbohydrates, those are the bad guys. And even starchy carbohydrates, when they're eaten early enough in the day and there's no sugar added to them, you can still have them.
Oh, hot chips for breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yes, there you go. Well, I didn't say chips for breakfast, but you could have potatoes for breakfast.
There you go. I like it.
They're not fried. They're still potatoes. You could still have potatoes for breakfast without frying them. Or you can get one of those new fryers, those air fryers.
Air fried chips breakfast.
Yeah. You want chips. If you want chips for breakfast, I will let you have chips for breakfast as long as you don't eat them at any other time during the day. I would say go ahead. And I would still get you into great shape, even with the chips for breakfast.
I think you've just revolutionized my life here. My lifestyle is just about to improve.
Hey, Jill. Well, I'm glad I did that then.
Hey, Jill, can we just go back to the 3 days?
Sure. So the 3 days,
Can I just ask you a question about the 3 days?
Yes, you can.
If I came to you and I said to you, look, I've been exercising for the last 10 years, and quite frankly, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I've got I'm you know, a couple of kgs or pounds overweight, or not you know, not overweight, but where I'd like to lose a couple. I go to the gym, or I do some exercise 3 times a week. I've been doing it relatively consistently. What would you prescribe to me? But I feel like I'm jumping up and down on the same spot, right? I don't feel like I'm making any progress.
You're not wrong. You're not making progress. After 3 months being on the same program and doing the same things, you're not going to be making very much progress, which is where the personal training aspect or the expertise of being a trainer really comes into play. So we're going to take exactly that scenario that you just gave me, Blake, because I've heard that story hundreds of times in my career, okay?
Yep.
The first thing that happens is when I design the program that I will know to design by sitting down and talking with you and getting all the information I need about you, because I open a file on all my clients like a doctor. I have all the information that I need so that I can design the program. I find out what you're doing on the days when you're not working out. I have to find out. I ask you normally, actually, to be honest with you, I ask my clients to bring me homework. Everybody hates homework, I know, but I say, bring me 3 to 5 days of what you're putting in this part of your body, in your mouth every day. Not just food, liquids, anything, gum, candy, I don't care. I need to know everything that you're eating. Then I'm able to analyze your food functioning. And then I'm also already knowing I have to give you a new program because, like I said, approximately 12 weeks is what I usually prescribe for each program that I design.
Yep.
It depends on a few things, of course, but that's the average, 12 weeks. And then after that, we have to upgrade and then we have to change a lot of the things that you're doing. Not necessarily the movements themselves. Sometimes it's just as simple as changing the order of the movements. And also, I don't need you or want you to be in the gym for longer than 1 hour.
Got it. And are you just prescribing weight training, or do you think I should do some HIIT exercise? Should I do some, you know, spin or cycling classes? What's your take?
Oh, for sure. There's always cardio involved in every program that I design. That's a definite aspect that, listen, we have hearts and lungs that must be worked as well. It's not the same thing as what we're doing for our muscles, which is trying to make them grow so that our body can change its shape. And by having more muscle on your body, your metabolism automatically increases. I guess you guys are aware of that, right? The more muscle you have on your body, the faster your metabolism will be.
Can you measure that?
So,
can you measure how?
I personally can't measure it with my bare hands. No, I can't do that. But yes, you can measure your body fat percentage. Is that what you're asking me?
No, what I was asking is if I increase my volume of muscle by 5%, as an example,
yes.
Percentage increase do I get, like, in terms of out of my metabolism? You know, does it work 5% harder, stronger? Like, do you know?
I have no idea. No one's ever asked me that question. And if there's a way to measure that, it would probably be on a machine. Because, and I don't have that machine. I don't even know if that machine exists. But I think what you want to be more concerned about is how you feel and how you look. Because we're not talking about professional athletes now, right? Because that's a whole other category. Yeah. Yeah. So as a layperson, we want to feel better. And we want to look better. Those are the two main things that we're after. So, like I said, the feeling better always comes as soon as I start to switch people's diet. No, don't let me use the word diet because that's a bad four-letter word. I never use the word, that word. I just call it nutrition or an eating regime or whatever you want to call it. So I will immediately tell everybody. If they're wanting to lose any amount of body fat, for example, because the weight training will continue to increase your muscle mass, your hypertrophy, the weight training, the way I design the programs, you will continue to grow as long as I continue to change the programs because your muscles get bored and go, oh yeah, we've been doing this already for so however long. You're not doing the actual micro tearing of the muscle fibers anymore. There's no challenge to the muscles. So you have to step it up and challenge the muscles. So like I said, sometimes when people are just beginning, if after 3 months they feel they want to go to the next level because maybe they feel they're plateauing a little bit, then sometimes it's just simply changing the muscle groups on different days, combining different muscle groups together. Sometimes it's just changing the order of the exercises. Like any change will allow your body to change. So like I was saying before, basically you have to change your program, let's say 3 to 4 times a year. And that will always be the answer. And as far as the cardio, Blake, getting back to you asking me about the cardio, everybody has cardio in their programs, depending on what the person has asked me for as their goals and how fast they need to do this. Because, you know, sometimes I'm under pressure to make it happen a little bit faster. And in that case, getting back to your HIIT, I don't really specifically advocate that type of training because that's not really what I'm trained in. But really what that is, it's kind of like, well, there's a type of training called German body comp. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
No.
Mr. Charles Poliquin, the world famous strength coach, who is also now unfortunately passed away and was one of my mentors and teachers along the way of my career. He was world renowned as a strength coach, and he wrote many, many, many books. He traveled all over the world. But the German body comp, the way that is designed, and that was actually never written in English. Mr. Charles Poliquin translated all of this into English because it was actually created by Russian coaches. And Russian and German combination, I'm not sure because it's called German body comp. So I always get a little bit confused because I have to go back and check that. So maybe we better not say that because I don't want to give wrong information.
Sure.
But I know it's called German body comp. And I know he translated it into English. That much I know. And it is a very different... it's a different way. There's many different ways to do strength training. That's what I really wanted to say.
Yeah.
There's repetitions, there's rest in between sets, there's tempo, there's hand positioning, leg positioning, feet positioning, depending what exercise you're doing. There's so many variables that go into strength training. I can have you strength train and you won't gain very much mass, but you'll get much stronger and you'll get much faster. That's how athletes, for the most part, want to train.
Yeah.
They don't want to get bigger and bulkier, but they want to get stronger and they want to get faster. But I'm still doing it with weights. It's just I'm doing it in a different manner. If you come along and say to me, well, listen, I want to compete and I want to be up on stage within 5 years and I want to look like Arnold, well, my first answer will be, you will never look like Arnold. So let's make that very clear because nobody's ever looked like Arnold.
Instead of looking like Arnold, what about Brad Pitt from Fight Club?
Right, Brad Pitt from, good example. Or who's the other guy that everybody loves? Ryan Gosling, right? Doesn't Ryan Gosling have this great physique in a bunch of his movies?
Yeah, big on
Nick
Ryan Gosling.
Loves Ryan Gosling.
Okay. So that type of a physique is very much about the nutrition. That's probably 75% how he's eating, if not 80% how he's eating. But for sure, he's working out 4 or 5 times a week. Getting back to your question, Blake, there's no 3 times a week to look like that.
Right.
Three times a week. Yeah, go ahead.
So I was just going to say, how does Nick get a face like Ryan Gosling? Mm.
Yes, well, you know, we can talk about that on another podcast. And that's not my field of expertise,
not your area of expertise.
For sure. No. Right. But you know the answer. Yeah. Nick looks great just the way he is, Blake, and so do you too. So
thank you,
we all
Jill.
Should be happy with how we are.
You can tell I'm the
yes.
favorite, though.
Yeah. Hey, Jill, we are fast running out of time, but I've got one question for you that's got 3
yep.
parts.
Okay,
this is
go
confusing.
Ahead.
One question, 3 parts. As we get older, like,
yes.
I'd love your advice for all of those people out there that are listening that are getting older. What are your 3 top tips of what we should do
yep.
to make sure that we feel the best that we possibly can about who we are?
Yes.
And how we're going to push through the rest of our years. What are your 3 top tips?
Is that the 3 questions?
Oh, that's one question.
That's one question
one
with
question,
3 parts.
He said it was one question with 3 parts, so it's okay. All good. Don't worry. So the question is probably, there's probably more than 3 things. Well, there's probably more than 3 areas, but the thing is that we have to make ourselves number one. We have to take care of ourselves like we would take care of our children, in the sense that, like I said long time ago, back at the beginning, this is the only place we have to live, you guys. This body is the only place we have to live. So you must take good care of this, and it will pay you back. You will see that when you're good to your body, it's good to you. When you're not good to your body, it's not good to you. Okay, so there are numerous things that involve being good to your body, but one of the exactly what we're talking about today is what's important. You have to learn how to eat in a healthy way, not fanatically. We don't want anybody to be fanatical. We don't want people going home and having to weigh and put on scales, you know, get out scales and weigh stuff. And it takes too long and nobody has time for that. So it's about being educated about nutrition and understanding what feeds the body in a positive way. It's about knowing that you must move and groove and do exercise. If you don't use it, you lose it. As we know, as we get older, and look at this pandemic. Look at what this pandemic taught us. I mean, I know it taught me a heck of a lot. The gyms here, I don't know about where you guys are, were closed for 22 months. In 40 years, I've never not trained for any longer than, well, with my pregnancies. I guess in the last couple of months, I stopped training, but then 22 months of not training is torture, was torture. People were just out of their minds, including myself, of course. But so the exercising is very important. And the reason I keep emphasizing the strength training, you guys, is because nothing will make your body shape and your body composition change like strength training and weight training does. In the United States, doctors are advocating strength training for people who are even 80 and over, just so they can maintain what little muscle mass they still have at 80 years old. And it does wonders for them. So you can start training at any age and it's always going to be beneficial. You can start eating well at any age and it's always going to be beneficial. And the resting part really is an important aspect. And of course, I will bring this in, even though it's not part of what we're talking about today. I know so many people are on the meditation train, and I have to be honest with you, it was never really something that I was interested in, but my son was very into it. My son is a professional musician, the young man that you just met before.
Yeah.
And I have to say that in the last few months, I myself have been pushed to to make that a part of my life. Did I say that well, that I was pushed?
Yeah.
So yeah. I was very polite about it. And I have to say that it really is, if you don't already do it, I have to tell you guys, you have to try it. And I kept trying it and saying, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's doing nothing. I don't get it. But when you persevere and when you're open to it and when you do get it, and now, of course, the science is showing us that it is true, it really does do wonderful things and it does help you to feel so much better. And it can take away so much of the programming that's already embedded in you as an adult, you, me, all of us. It changes things that we are doing to ourselves that we don't even realize are not good for us on a daily basis.
So I tell you, Jill, what I just heard. You've answered my three-part question that was bundled up into one question. Absolutely beautiful. So Jill Curtis's the Montreal Fitness Queen's three top tips as you grow older is: one, make you the number one priority. Make sure that you are doing strength exercise with a balanced diet. So that's number two. And number three, do some mindfulness exercise. Great tips, yes. Jill.
They're amazing.
Amazing tips. Hey, Jill.
Thank you.
I want to know.
Yes. Yes.
Have you, the moment that you picked up the weights and put down the tutu and the ballet slippers.
I missed that tutu a lot still to this day, well, I have to tell you.
Well, that was going to be my question. That was going to be my question. Because sometimes in life, you know, if you're a creative, and you were clearly a creative, have you ever pursued anything like that since that point in time?
Well, in actual fact, just before COVID, I had gone to sign up for adult ballet after years and years and years of wanting to do it. And then there was no ballet. So, but I certainly don't regret the change. I don't regret that I left it, in the sense that if I could have done both, which those were both very extreme things that require a lot of time. So I don't regret for one moment how I came into this industry completely by accident. And I feel that I think that things happen in our life the way they're supposed to, for the most part. And if it's making you feel good, and it's, I do have passion for dancing, I'm not going to lie to you. I spent a lot of time dancing, but not ballet. We have a wonderful nightlife here in Montreal. So there are a thousand places to go and dance. Maybe not so much now since COVID, but before there was one every 2 feet, there was another club. And I did and still do love dancing to this day. And if I could come back in another life and be a dancer, I would be happy, yes.
Really? But, and what type of dance, if you could come back, what would you do? What would you...
I would do ballroom dancing.
Wow. I like
it. I would do ballroom dancing. I love that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I only dabbled in that a little bit when I was older, but it was a very short-lived thing, so it didn't last for very long. But yeah, that would be like a dream. Yeah, the ballroom dancing. Yeah.
Don't give up on that dream, Jill. Hey, we just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing.
I'll be
your...
way too old.
No, thank Sorry. You so much for sharing your expertise with us. It's been a delight to talk to you and hear about one, where you've come from and what you've created, and just all of those insights into how we can look after number one and help us get the most of our lives as we grow older. So thank you, Jill.
Well, we have no... you're welcome. And really, I do realize now that I'm at this age. And we can tell people I'm over 60. It's okay. We'll put that out there, okay? So I've realized after 60, and of course we do change a lot, that you really do need to... always take care of yourself. And you are never too old to start taking care of yourself. You just have to make up your mind that you're going to do it. Thinking about it doesn't get you anywhere. You have to get up and you have to just do it. And I know that sounds simple, and that's why Nike has that fabulous slogan that they do, just do it. So I have to say, I've been in agreement with them since that slogan. I've been in agreement with them since that slogan first came out. You just have to decide. I'm going to do it because no one else is going to do it for you. No one else is going to make it happen, and you deserve it. We all deserve to have the best quality of life that's possible. So take care of your bodies to the best of your ability, and I promise you, you will never regret that. It'll be the best decision of your lives.
What a great way to wrap it up. Thank you, Jill. Really appreciate your time
with
us today. All the way from Canada. It's absolutely freezing over there. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.